The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
With the possibility of nuclear missiles coming at us from Iran and North Korea, the time has come to fulfill President Ronald Reagan's vision of building an anti-missile defense to protect us against incoming missiles from anywhere in the world. Enemies change, but the duty of our government to protect the lives and property of American citizens against any attack remains constant. It was on March 13, 1983, that President Reagan televised a remarkable national speech from the Oval Office. He called on the United States to develop and deploy a new family of weapons to shoot down enemy missiles before they had a chance to destroy us. At the time Reagan spoke, the conventional wisdom was that we should rely on a concept called Mutual Assured Destruction, known by its acronym MAD. That was the most dangerous strategy ever devised. It was the theory that the Soviets would be deterred from attacking us with its giant nuclear missiles because they would know that we would hit them back with a knockout punch. That theory depended on the Russians being rational enough to behave the way we expected them to behave. Now, we survived those years, but now the threat is from two very different kinds of enemies, Iran and North Korea. The trouble is that they are not rational as we understand the term. They don't mind committing suicide. Reagan's anti-missile defense is needed more than ever. Unfortunately, due to liberal and pacifist propaganda, Congress has never built or deployed an anti-missile defense. The contract with America included a commitment to develop for deployment a cost-effective operational anti-ballistic missile system to protect the United States. Fortunately, our government is at last starting to build a missile defense system in Alaska. There is no time to waste in implementing Ronald Reagan's vision. Americans must be protected.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on our nation's defense program, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Please include your name and address and ask for the National Defense Report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, "Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened." Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. We have a couple of guests with us today. We'll get to them in just a moment. In the meantime, I would like to share a little information with you that one of our listeners sent to me. Now, if you were listening the other day, and I don't really remember which day it was, but it was last week, and maybe it was this week. I don't know. Jeff, do you remember when we were talking about the junk that my wife brought home from Walmart? I said you couldn't use the clock. It was a wind-up Ben clock, supposed to be a high-dollar deal made in China. I threw the thing away. It was going to take a pair of pliers to set the blasted thing. And I said, "You can't get anything anymore that's made in America and has any quality to it." And she says, "Well, it was cheap. It was $6. Well, that's $6 gone because you can't use the dumb thing. Now, at least I'm not smart enough to use it. And I said, "What's a clock worth? Would it be worth $6 or would it be worth $60? The last one I had lasted for 40 years or something like that. So I get this little note today. "Dear Derry, I heard your program today and your Big Ben alarm clock situation. I agree with you about all of the cheap China stuff, so I'm sending you a page out of a mail order catalog that I get." Anyway, she says, she goes on to say here, that at least one can still get a quality product for a price. "Thank you for your radio program. I'm about the same age you are. I find it hard to believe it's the same world that we grew up in. Anyway, here is what you can get." See, I didn't even know this existed. But there is, I guess, some good stuff out there. Okay, here's the deal. A 1964 Baby Ben alarm clock, accuracy you can count on. You would never know by looking at this Baby Ben alarm clock that it wasn't 1964, as this authentic reproduction looks exactly like the original when it was first introduced. It features a handsome gold-plated metal case and dial, a shatterproof protective lens, and hands that show hour markers so you can easily tell what time it is. It has quartz movement, requires one AA battery. Uh-oh. I don't want it. I want to wind the thing up. But it sells for $29.95, $30, okay? So they've got another one here. Folding Bulova alarm clock winds up. Won't let you down. When timing really counts, you can count on Bulova. The 2 3/4-inch metal case wrapped in soft vinyl unfolds to reveal a bold clock face with easy-to-read numbers, runs for 30 hours per wind-up, needs no batteries, and features a loud bell alarm Take this key wind clock traveling or keep it handy at home to back up your electric alarm clock, $29.95. Now, see, to me, the one I had lasted 30 years or longer. I know I bought it back in the 60s. So here, you know, it's 40 years old. And so they're cheap. Now, if this one is really what they say it is, I'm going to gamble $29.95, and I'm going to get one of these wind-up alarm clocks. By the way, you can get this information from www.vermontcountrystore.com. And I'll give them a free plug. If their stuff's not any good, I'll talk bad about them like I do Walmart that sells junk. Okay, now let's go to the telephones. I have a guest with me today. He is the Missouri State Coordinator for We the People. His name is Jim Jim, help me.
Palmisano.
Palmisano. Okay, Jim. Jim, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition. Well, what are you doing here? What are you talking about today?
Well, Derry, basically we're having a statewide planning meeting in Jefferson City tomorrow, and that is at the Capitol Plaza Hotel in Jefferson City. It's in the Carnegie Room from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m., and that is located at 415 West McCarty Street, Jefferson City, Missouri.
Okay, from 4 to 6, you said?
4 to 6.
Okay. All right. Now, what are We the People going to do, Jim?
Well, We the People organization, we're a nationwide nonpartisan organization of constitutional activists. And our goal is to institutionalize citizen vigilance through educating the people, monitoring our governments, and organizing grassroots programs to resist and confront any tyranny or unconstitutional acts in our governments.
That would keep you busy because just about everything we do today is unconstitutional, right?
Oh, boy, we've got our hands full, but we have to do something. And that's what we're trying to organize here in the state. And I have an open invitation to any freedom-loving citizens and groups and patriot groups and Minutemen groups and anybody. We want to pull everybody together in a common cause, and that's basically to restore our republic. That's our goal.
Okay, you also are going to have some America Freedom to Fascism videos with you, right?
I don't know if we're going to have many with us, but we are pushing that movie for the listeners that don't know about that movie. That is an hour and 50 minute full-length feature film. It's a documentary done by Aaron Russo that's basically pretty well been banned from the theaters. They're afraid to show it.
Isn't that ridiculous?
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Hey, hang on, Jim. We're going to take a commercial break here. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number today, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727. You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
And we have returned, visiting today with the Missouri State Coordinator of We the People. Jim, you're just the coordinator here in the state of Missouri. Does every state have a We the People organization?
We're in, I think, 48 states.
Okay, that's getting pretty close, isn't it?
That's getting pretty close.
See, when I was a little kid, we just said, hey, that's it. Anyway, tell me, we were talking about this this video, Aaron Russo's video, Freedom to Fascism. You know, I have friends that have the video, and they take it around and show it in people's homes. Why can't they get those in theaters? What's the matter with these folks?
I believe that that the owners of the theaters are probably in fear of retaliation.
From
by
who?
The government.
From who?
By the government.
Oh, but how could they retaliate? What could the government do to them for showing a legitimate, honest, well-done, documented film?
Well, you tell me, Derry. I mean,
see, people today, the American people have no guts whatsoever.
Well, we have to stand up, and the time is now because there's so much going on that is behind the scenes. I mean, you cannot watch your TV and listen to your radio and get this information.
It depends upon what radio station you're listening
well,
to.
Well, except for yours,
Derry. Come on now.
Except for yours, Derry. That's true. But no, the mainstream media just will not talk about this, any of these subjects. If you talk about it, they call you a crazy
Hey, I was called that long, long years ago.
You know, you're a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Well, the average person in America, they understand this real easily. All they have to do is watch this film, and they'll get it.
I'm going to the telephones very quickly because Chris in New Mexico saw the film last night. Hi, Chris. You're on the air.
How you doing, Derry? It's good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched it last night. We just live down the road from the Olivers, and so we're, you know, we're big believers in what they do. That's a pretty scary film, and the guy that brought it over, it scared him. He's like, what do we do? And I said, well, we've got to start at the ground roots with the sheriff and the county commissioners, because everything else is so far out of control right now, we've got to bring it back to home. Do you guys agree with that?
I agree with that, but let me give you another idea. Take it to your pastor or your priest or your minister, and they've got the bully pulpit. Let them watch it. And then they let them get it in front of their congregations.
Hey, they're more afraid of the government than the movie theaters are.
Well, they have to stop being afraid.
Well, they've signed on with their 501c3 thing, and hey, you can't say bad things about anybody. It's hate speech, and we can send you to jail. And it's literally happening in some parts of the country.
Hey, well, that's right.
We're going to take another break. Let's stand by for just another minute, guys. Stay with us, Chris. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727. You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
And we have returned. We're going to go to another guest here in just a matter of a minute or two. But, Chris, I want to say that you do have my sympathies if you live next to the Olivers. I know that GB and Johnny aren't going to keep their fences up, so you're probably wintering their livestock for them.
Well, I got good fences for my cattle.
Okay.
Well, but I'd really appreciate everything you do and, you know, all the topics that you bring up about genetically altered seeds and all these great topics. People are like, well, that doesn't affect me. All the things you talk about, one day is going to slap people in the face, and they need to wake up. And this video and all the people you have on, it's a great thing y'all do. And thanks for the time, Derry.
Okay, appreciate the call, Chris. Tell my Oliver friends howdy for me, would you do that? Let's go back to Jim very quickly, Jim, and then I'm going to have to let you go. But your meeting is going to be in Jefferson City, Missouri. That's Saturday, so tomorrow evening, 4 to 6 o'clock at the...
Capitol Plaza Hotel.
Capitol Plaza Hotel.
In the Carnegie Room.
We'll find you once you're there.
Yeah.
And you'll be on the, what you call it, out front, the little sign that tells everything about everybody that's there. But anyway... I was just going to say to those who are within driving distance of Jefferson City, everybody knows where Capitol Plaza Hotel is anyway. show up. There's a good restaurant there. No problem. Come in, have dinner, and visit with Jim and we, the people, and learn a little bit about what's going on and what you as an individual can work with other individuals and do something about it. Jim, hey, appreciate the call. Appreciate your help. Keep up the good work, and we'll be hopefully seeing you Saturday afternoon.
Hey, Derry, I love you. I appreciate you, and thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, thanks again. Let's go to Larry Matlock. Larry is president of the American Agriculture Movement, AAM. Larry, hi. It's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, hello, Derry. Good morning to you.
Yeah, and what are you doing in New Mexico? You're not from New Mexico.
No, I'm from Kansas, but I'm on the road working. I have to call on hay producers throughout the country, and I happen to be at one of their offices this morning.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, they don't grow hay in New Mexico. There's nothing there but cacti, is there?
Well, I'll tell you, you look at a lot of this country as you come across it, and you sure think that. And I was thinking that this morning as I drove in here that, you know, you find these little oases scattered throughout the state. Pretty nice country.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was in Alabama. Where are you?
I'm at Fort Sumner.
Fort Sumner. I'm not familiar with Fort Sumner. You have to get there, you have to drive through Jillion oil fields. And once in a while, like you say, you do see some irrigated land. I was surprised to find out that they grow a lot of pecans and what are those other little nuts, Jeff? Pistachios. Jeff didn't even help me. But they grow pistachios there in New Mexico also. Tell me a little bit about AAM. How things going, Larry?
Well, actually, things are going quite well. I think agriculture in general is about to see probably one of the greatest opportunities that it's had in the past 50 years. Most of that because of the efforts of a whole lot of folks, you know, working, trying to make agriculture a better place for our families and hold our communities together and all those things. And, of course, AAM has always been committed to the family farm system. You know, that's been basically our focus all the time, is that we needed to save the family farms because they were actually the strength of this country, as opposed to creating vertically integrated factory farm systems. And we've always been, of course, realizing that the lack of a price in the marketplace is what was driving the vertically integrated system. And that usually was because there just weren't enough buyers and there were a lot of sellers. And, you know, I've been going to Washington working on these issues for about 27 years, and they always told us that we were just too efficient, we just produced too much, and they just don't need all of us, and those were just the tough facts. But I'll tell you, it's a different environment today. Today they're looking at the fact that, well, now, wait a minute. We're not sure we got enough farmers. We're not sure that we can grow enough corn.
Oh, and who's saying that?
We can produce enough energy from rural America.
Who is saying that? Because that's not what I hear.
You mean today?
As of we speak today.
As of we speak today, the legislators, by and large, that's what their offices are looking at, is we're actually in a situation where they're beginning to cry about the fact that perhaps we won't have enough corn even this coming season to supply the needs. Well, sometimes the needs are an export market below the cost of production. And quite frankly, we don't need to supply those needs.
All right, but you see, the legislators I know are willing to take all of their all of the money that Monsanto and Swift and Company, and we can go on and name the rest of, you know, the half a dozen or so multinational corporations that are going south of the border, that are actually our own government is trying to help these southern, these Central American countries and these South American countries produce more, that and they do it cheaper than we do. I can't see what you're saying.
Well, I understand what you're saying, Derry, and it is true that in, and all the way to this point, that has exactly been what's going on, because the money influence, unfortunately, has sent a lot of our opportunities south of the border and other places around the world, because it's all been about where can we maximize profits for the corporate vertically integrated structure, and that has been to the detriment of the family farm system in this country. But today, the American voter and the American public are way ahead of the game. They understand that we need energy security in this country, and they're supporting that in numbers between 97 and 98%.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Larry is president of the AAM, American Agriculture Movement. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
When people ask me how they can make a difference, I tell them to join the Paragon Foundation. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
Paragon Foundation is a foundation that was formed nearly 10 years ago. And as we've talked before, we never had any idea when we put this foundation together that Paragon would grow to the size that it has or have members in all 50 states and become kind of a national organization. But that foundation was created to protect property rights, constitutional rights, and civil rights, and protect those rights from people that didn't have the ability to protect themselves. We do a lot of educating. We do a lot of passing information on to help people to protect their property. We have done some litigation. But we feel like that where we do the very best job is traveling and speaking and educating people about what they need to do in preparation to protect their property.
Join the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Winter ice storms across much of the Midwest left hundreds of thousands of homes without power for days on end. But for Charlie Stewart and his family, the lights didn't even blink. Charlie generates his own electricity using solar power, diesel generators, and other off-the-grid resources. In his DVD, Alternative Power Video, Charlie shows how his systems operate and how simple it can be done.
We often tell people that if they were to come here to visit us, you'd never know that we weren't hooked up to the electric company unless I told you. I spent a little less than $8,000 getting set up to be completely 100% off the grid. 2 years ago, I added 8 solar panels to my system, and I spent $4,000 on those solar panels. This is not something that a NASA scientist has to be involved in because it's simple.
To order, send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Power Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Or go to AlternativePowerVideo.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show. Now the man who says, never ask a barber if he thinks you need a haircut. Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Larry Matlack. Now, he is president of the American Agriculture Movement. And Larry, you were talking about how some of the people are now beginning to say, and they're getting a lot of this from cattle feeders and the poultry industry and the hog industry, saying, oh my gosh, corn's $4 a bushel and these chickens and these pigs are so cheap that we can't afford to feed them $4 corn. But here's my take on this. I really, truly believe, and we all know what can be done with the futures markets. Hillary proved that. Her handlers made her $100,000 real quick. Of course, it cost them $100,000, but that's an easy way to get it to her without it going through the books. But it's my opinion that the ethanol producers are really beginning to make a difference in the gasoline market. And are in a fuel market. And I think that the oil companies are just controlling this futures market, pushing this corn up to $4 a bushel. And once they break, these farm organizations, these co-ops that have built the ethanol plants, you'll see dollar a bushel corn again. That's my opinion.
Well, Derry, I mean, what you're saying certainly did happen in the 70s, and we do need to do a lot of work to make sure we do not see a repeat of that today. But the difference between the 70s and today is the American public is really behind energy security for this country. And the only thing that the oil companies have to offer is more oil from overseas and more dependence on countries around the world who do not support the type of lifestyle, the type of government, the type of values that we have here in America, and they're tired of that dependence. And politically, that has changed the landscape. So I think you're going to see a lot of people working, and it does take a lot of work. It is. This is a political world we live in. The boards of trade, the vertically integrated companies, they have brought things to their side of the table from a lot of work in Washington, D.C., and quite frankly, farmers stay home and farm. They don't spend near as much time working at the politics as they should.
And they don't have the money to use it.
They don't have the money because they've been so depressed as far as the actual economic return in agriculture. The last 50 years has been down so much in relation to where it should be that that's what's really hurt agriculture. But the number one thing that you have to have is you have to have more buyers in the marketplace. And that's what energy production from agriculture is bringing to the table. All of a sudden, new buyers, buyers that are not being controlled by the Board of Trade, buyers that are simply saying, look, we're going to have the product. We can turn that product into energy. We can sell it at a profit. And so we're after corn. And, yes, there's speculators and other things, I think, that have perhaps driven it a little further and a little faster than it might have otherwise gone. But we're looking at a future of 5 and 10 times the ethanol production that we currently have in this country. Of course, a lot of that is going to come from cellulose, and then we'll go to 20 and 30 times the current production.
You know, you mentioned $4 corn. Maybe I brought it up first, but corn's still too cheap at $4 a bushel.
You know,
we're talking about combines at $200,000. We're talking about fertilizer today. I quit fertilizing my pastures in 1980 when fertilizer was $80 a ton. I thought it was too high. Today, that same fertilizer is costing $800 a ton. How can you make it work?
I think that's exactly right. And at a meeting recently in D.C., Charlie Stenholm, I think, put it right when he said, you know, I refuse to say high corn prices. High compared to what?
Right, to pick up.
Because they just are not. That the only difference is that the American taxpayer has been subsidizing grain production below the cost of production, and farmers have been subsidizing it with their lack of a return and their additional labor and work that they put into it in order to provide feedstocks at below the cost of production to vertically integrated agriculture. And that is about to change. We are going to see a changing world.
Boy, I hope you're right. Let's go to the telephones. Ed, who is, by the way, vice president of the American Agriculture Movement. Hi, Ed, you're up.
In the short term, I agree with Larry, but talking about the long term, something that you said, Derry, Diversa, Cellulol, and Iogen are making ethanol from cellulose. And apparently the grasses and agricultural wastes will quickly supersede the use of corn to produce ethanol, and that will relieve the strain on the animal corn consumption. But corn producers should be aware of the potential for a quick drop in corn prices, just as you're talking about, Derry. It could go down to $2 again or $1. And the idea is with big oil and these other people working in there against us, we have to make sure that we retain the USDA corn support in the new farm bill and CPR. They're going to say, hey, look at the high price of corn. Everyone wants to put CPR land into corn, and that will disturb the whole thing. There's all kinds of people talking about the horrible use of extra water and increased the price of meat using corn, and other reasons like that, and I think these people are doing the job of big oil. They're the ones that really get the subsidies. The people like ADM are the ones that get the corn subsidies, not us. We're just kept in business to be serfs on the land.
And don't you think for a minute that ADM isn't down in Brazil buying sugar cane, and they can make ethanol for I don't know what percent, but maybe a third of what it costs to make it with corn?
Yes, and I think that we should put tariffs on that. It doesn't make any sense to quit importing oil and start importing Brazilian ethanol. The ethanol made here, the money is spent here. That it's insourced. That's the important point, even if it costs a little bit more to do it that way.
You know, I saw an interesting article the other day talking about how great it is that we have all this foreign investment over here in the United States. And they named Honda and Toyota. Toyota is how many people they hired, and I believe they're building a new plant in Mississippi, going to hire 800 people or something like that. What they don't say is the profits they make go back to Japan.
That's right.
You know, it doesn't stay here in this country. Sure, they work the people, and the people make a pittance of a living by working there, but the big money is in the profits, and they go back overseas.
The ethanol, the biodiesel, and even things like energy from solar and from wind, that energy is spent, that money is spent here. And we have to think about that. We have to worry about this balance of trade. How many trillion are we down? I mean, eventually the day of reckoning is going to come, and these people are going to take over these lands that the government's confiscating right now. That's what I think's happening. I know you've said that too, Derry.
Larry, where do you come? How does all this fit together?
Well, you know what Ed is saying is true. We do have to be wary of what may happen because there are those who make their living on the opposite side of this thing. They like dollar corn. They like $2 corn because it makes them more money. But that's all the more reason that farmers have to be involved seriously in all their farm organizations. Those in AAM and those in other organizations need to get out there and realize that this is the opportunity of a lifetime, and it's the opportunity, the only opportunity, that's going to serve the needs of their children and grandchildren, is to put agriculture in the energy business. Agriculture can do this, and it can do it competitively. If people go out and do a little research, look at 25 by 25 on their website, look at the University of Tennessee study about what it'll do for rural economic development, look at the economic models as to what it's going to do for the country as a whole, bringing energy security, what the benefits are going to be, what the odds are of any increase in cost. And if we just simply look at the fact that you have a choice, you can send $1 billion a day overseas to someone else for your energy supply, or you can send it to rural America. And it's easy to see who benefits if we send it